By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven tonight? As we bless the name of the Lord, we boast of your goodness. We boast of your greatness. We sing of your mercy and of your love. We honor you, the Most High God. We celebrate you for life. There is no one like you, no one compared to you. In heaven and on earth, we hail you, our Father. We hail you, our Father. We hail you, our Father. Thank you for life. Thank you for this privilege of standing here. Thank you for the grace of divine election. Thank you for separation, Lord. Thank you for ordering our lives, ordering our steps. Thank you for bringing us thus far. We've come thus far by your grace. It had been you all through the way. No one else, Jesus. No one else, Jesus. Who is there like you? Oh Lord, you have created us in your likeness. Who is there like you? Oh Lord, it's an honor to be your very home. Who is there like you? Oh Lord, you've created us for your pleasure. Who is there like you? Oh God, you've appointed us to live to honor you. We lift our hands, everybody. We lift our hands to the great I Am, who was and who is and is to come. We lift our hands to the great I Am. Who can compare with you? Somebody join me, everybody, everywhere. We lift our hands to the great I Am. Who was and who is and he's to come. We lift our hands. Great I Am. Who can compare with you, Jesus? This is all we've come to do right now. Hey! And we will say that you are good, and all the miracles you've done has brought us joy. And we are changed. And all the hope we have, we place in you right now. And we will say that you are good, and all the miracles you've done has brought us joy. And we are changed. And all the hopes we have, we place in you right now. Father, we declare that we love you.
depth of our heart. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare if you are going to see anything at all through this conference, it will be that we are grateful. The Bible said no man can receive anything except it be given from above. So if you are going to receive anything, it will be because he gave it or gave them from above. Understand the mystery behind that. If it's going to be anything that is of value, of eternal verity over your life, it will be that there was a release from above. So nothing happens if there was no release or if there is no release. What are we doing when we are grateful? What we're doing, what we're thanking God, we're actually propelling him to do more than he did before. This could only be God. Ecclesia is just 3 years old. This is the signature of God. This is not the working of any man. We're not under any pressure. We're not begging anybody. We're not partnering. There's no partnership in this ministry. This is simply the hand of God. We are not borrowing. We are not under any financial crisis. I see great ministries here, great people that are hungry for God. You can, in this atmosphere, contact something that will stay with you eternally. You can, in this atmosphere, experience something that will turn not just you around, but a generation that is in the belly of your destiny around. And I charge you to be very, very desirous of anything. Hear me, sir. God said to me, I don't offer people information. I only release according to the hunger I see in people. I'm not talking about you carry someone's note and you copy it. Or you're looking for someone's message to preach. God said to me, I don't offer anybody information. I only respond to the hunger, the thirst, and the desperations of men. So immediately I see Tolu hungry, I release something. And that becomes an answer to even the things he didn't plan for. Lord, show me the way, show me the way. Mm-mm, that's not the issue. Let him see your desperation. Then he releases what is required, not just to show the way, but to become the way yourself. I said to us in the course of preparing, a banquet has been set by God. Only those that are thirsty and hungry that will draw. There's so much available for God. Only those, I mean, if God called it word and power, he didn't call it miracles and signs. Follow me. If God called it word and power, he didn't call it worship and encounter. He called it what? Word and power. To produce miracles, signs, worship, encounter. So it must be that there's a dimension of the word that will produce power. Not just power of breaking chairs. Because if you break any chair, you will carry it and repair it and replace it. It is about the power that is ready to cause change. I'm tired of a generation of many noise making but no impact. We have come to the fullness of time when men will be launched out to do what their fathers could not do in 10 years. I stand upon my apostolic and prophetic assignment. And the office that have been kept for me. Hear me? We have come to word and power. Where people, hear me, sir. I saw a preparation in heaven.
how the people were literally naked. And through the word and power, he said to me, make it seven. Flow one, flow two, flow three, four, five, six, seven. Word and power. He said, at the end of the day, each one, I'm bringing things. I'm putting men into things. Hear me, sir. Understand. You will agree with me, man of God. You can't be talking about wearing your trouser if you have not worn your panties. Probably, this service is to put you on a pant and a boxer or a singlet. If you miss this one, tomorrow we are wearing trouser. Next tomorrow we are wearing shirt. Upper in the morning, we are wearing tie. So it will be madness on your part that you miss the inner one. How will you sustain the outer one? Are you hungry, sir? I wish I can pressure your hunger. I wish I can know. I can wait. But it will show. Believe me, friends, it will show. It will show. It will show. Believe me, it will show. Fullness of time. Plero. Completion. Everything must speak. Everything must answer. Everything must deliver. You have come for conferences. Hear me well, sir. When God calls a thing, you must take note of it. A conference is an official gathering of officials. Especially, it's not a service. This is not a church service. This is a conference. It's not Gilgal. It's not a summit. It's an official gathering of officials. So, hello, sir. You can't have a conference of generalization. Sir, you can only have a conference of agricultural intellectuals. You can have a conference for doctors. You can't have a conference for doctors, engineers, bricklayers, bulldozers. I've dropped something for someone. So if God has called you into the word and power conference, it suggests that, hey, there's something about you that is different from others that is actually about to make you stand out. Everything is available with God. But everything is obtainable for the hungry. Can I beg you, sir? Can I beg you not to be careless? Not to, sir, don't even entertain it. Because there's no compromise over this matter. Don't even think about it. Lift up your two hands to heaven. Kambo shatayan seda. Sikaba habayeto. Jipra de poso tadaba kakaka. Brande ke protoko prega kaka sika variato. Saba. Zerebonto prenera ba. Zerebon sigara bayate rebande ya ba. Indo prende kamoto prega da balala. Shirabala prende de bon sika de la mande. Ragaye shiramanda. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. My humble cry, while on others thou art called.
Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. They shall be filled. Savior. Yeah. My heart will cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. And now I'm desperate for you. This is the end, I pray. This is the end, I pray. Everybody, your holy service. Your holy presence. Leaving in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Raise your voice, everybody, and now. Lift up your right hand, everybody. Master, tonight we begin in your name. See our right hand lifted high to you, Lord. It's a symbol of our longing. The way a child lift up their hand for the mother or the father to lift him or her up. That's the way we are lifting up our right hand, Lord. To let you know that there must be a lifting by your word. To let you know that there must be an elevation through your word. We cry with thirst, we pant, we yearn for something strong and deep. We separate ourselves for the next few days upon this mountain of heaven. Know that you might speak clearly to us. All that we might come to understand what you are preparing us for. And all that every desire be satisfied. I establish the kingdom of God in this place tonight. And I enthrone Jesus as the head, the owner, the bishop, the founder and the pastor of his church in the name of Jesus. And I decree that every hungry soul shall be satisfied. And I decree answers will come for every question in the heart of man. And I insist that light will come and darkness will flee. No one under any form of affliction will leave this place the same way. By all means, Master, you will honor your word on this first day of this Word and Power Conference 2019, fullness of time. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Father. We celebrate you for life. We are so expectant and so desperate for all. And we rejoice ahead because the best of us is about to be served. Somebody, therefore, go ahead and just rejoice in the Lord. Just rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in Him. Rejoice in the Lord, somebody. Rejoice in the Lord. Glory, glory, glory to God. Go ahead and just welcome someone that you have never ever actually greeted before. Let that person know, I honor you, 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 I honor you. Honor that person, I honor you. If the person is not honoring you enough, tell that person, if I catch you, you better honor me well. I'm an official of heaven. I'm set to take over the earth. I'm definite about what I'm doing. God's hand is upon my life. God's grace is available for me. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. If you can, one more time, give the Lord a shout of praise.
And I was praying for this Word and Power Conference. He began to show me the hand of some of us, including the faces I've never seen before. So, the end of this had been settled. So the reason he brought us is to make us see what had been settled. I congratulate you ahead. And all I can ask the Lord to do for you is to keep you focused. That's all. You know, I'm so troubled. And the reason is this. And I speak to some of you who are mature enough to understand what I'm saying. There's so much change of God happening in the realm of the spirit. But what is painful is this. So much change of God, He has actually derobed many. Not our generation. But we are to take the place, but we are not qualified. He said to me yesterday, he said, that is why it will not be prayer that will make Nigeria not to become the other religion. It will be that men and women must rise up. And I see, and I'm concerned. The answer is not with our fathers. The answer is with us. But we're very careless, playful, very, very petty children behavior believers. Who is looking for miracle signs and wonders? Who is looking for solutions and answers? Meanwhile, they have been raised to be the answer and the solution. So I'm praying to God that you won't miss out. Because do you understand? In the template of God, there's a takeover mandate over our generation. The generation that lies ahead of us, I remember, was it last year or 2 years ago? I saw Ayo Babalola. And God said to me, look at him. This is who he is. I leave some things to myself. One of the words is this. He's the only man of God. He said, God said to me, he's the only man of God that every word he says must come to pass. I give him that gift. He said, every word. So understand. He showed me other people. He showed me Oshofa. He showed me Obadari. But he said, look at this particular one. He's the only one. He said, but there's nobody in your generation that is following. And I saw that in the midst of his calmness, calm spirit, he carries more weight when it's got to do with the word of God. I'm making someone angry because I'm tired of you. You're copying a lot. You don't have a template for your life now. You're just copying. You don't know. You see, there's someone that God has laid for you. Let me move to the business sector. You say, let me move to the entrepreneurial sector, industrial sector. Listen, friends. The answer to the problem of Nigeria is not prayer. If it is prayer, all the prayer we are praying, well, how come God has no answer? But let me shock you, sir. They are not praying. I don't want to call their name. They are taking steps. They are gathering enough knowledge. They are preparing to take over. Sir, it is real. It is true. It is scary. Can you for once in your life come to a conference like this and not think about yourself and your family and think about a generation? What are we going to leave for those that are coming? Think about it. What are we going to say happened? Many of us young men of God now, we start an assignment, we stopped. Because it's not comfortable. Who told you there must be comfort? We said God said, now we say God is not saying again. Join your hands connected. Father, we must take over. Understand, sir. Understand. Come, sir. Understand, sir. Understand. Last year, something happened. I saw a great man of God. And it was, he had this microphone. Listen to this. He had this microphone. I don't want to call his name. And then, he said, Victor, this microphone belongs to you, but you can't take it now. I said, why now? He said, you can't. Because you are not matured enough. And he said, can't you see? I can sing. I can do this. I can preach. I can operate in wisdom. He said, this is what God gave to me. You are the next to collect it from me. But I'm going to give it to a particular person to keep for you until you grow. And I said, 18 years in ministry as Adeno. You know what he said to me? He said, I'm not talking to you, Victor, directly as you. I'm talking to a generation that you are to born. This same kind is the same thing. And I saw vacancies. Vacancies of grace, vacancies of mantle, nobody. Understand, change of God. They've handed over the baton, but the baton is not in anybody's hand. They've been derobed. Someone else is to collect the rope, but nobody is collecting the rope. There's no demilitarized zone. There's no space in the realm of the spirit. So if nobody collects it, a force of darkness will take it over. Then I'll bring it to the other side. It will now be that it will take extra prayer to enter the face, and then it will take unusual power to now sit in your office. Can't you see? Everybody has a vision now, but how many people are fulfilling it? How many? Can't you see? It's a generation. It has become a signature of a generation. This generation. In the time of our fathers, you can only count maybe two people at once having vision. And for one person's vision, other visions are better. But in our generation, everybody, they have an encounter. Everybody has a vision, because that is actually, in the last days, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. There'll be manifestations. But manifestations, no revolution. Lord, we will take over. We will do what God has called us for. And we will not fail. Let's power this in the spirit. 30 seconds. Go, everybody! Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Father. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. You may be seated, everyone. All right, it's my pleasure this night to welcome every one of us in the name of the Lord on this first day of the Word and Power Conference 2019, Fullness of Time, the Dispensation. Glory to God. I begin by showing us some things that the Lord said so that we can properly align ourselves. Just this afternoon, while speaking in tongues around 12 noon, the Lord said, I don't do anything without revealing it. I have revealed what to see in this conference. He said, tell them they should not be ignorant at all. When you know what you are looking for, you will be able to recognize immediately you see it. And that's true. When you know what you're looking for, you'll be able to recognize immediately when you see it. Hear me, sir. When you know that you're looking for a microphone of this kind, when you see it, what happens? You recognize that this is it. And as he said that, he brought me to a scripture very alarming. Luke chapter 2. This was the story of the wise men. When the angel came and said, this Jesus is to be born, he said, these are the things that you will see. These are the things that you will see. These are the signs. Verse 12. Translation for it for me. Thank you. See what the Bible said. He said, I will tell you how you will recognize him, or how you will know what I say is true. This was clear direction of the word of God. He said, I will allow them to know what I want to do, and they must recognize what I am going to do. You won't miss out. That amen has just lost you. I say it again in the name of Jesus. You will miss out. You must know what God has available. And you must be able to recognize it and tap into it. I'm reminded on Monday, 23rd of this month, while bringing me to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 10 to verse 18, talking about how that the past is gone and then the new has come and the veil had been taken away. He said, every veil has been removed for all to understand my mysteries. He said, it has been given to us. For all to understand my mysteries, it has been given to all. So in the name of Jesus, through the Word and Power Conference 2019, the eyes of your understanding will be flooded with light. Mysteries shall be unraveled to you in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, we shall be going through mysteries for each session. Tonight we'll begin the mystery of His will. Tomorrow, as He permits, we'll look at the mystery of timing. We'll look at the mystery of predestination. We'll look at the mystery of fullness. We'll look at the mystery of distraction. When I got this message, mystery of distraction, I shed tears. That is the greatest weapon. The second one, mystery of discouragement. Two of them are Siamese twins that would devastate our generation. He said, tell them it's not that it's not going to happen. It's already happening. And by the time I unveil this mystery to you, you will discover that, in fact, you and I were victims of it already. And then, number seven, we'll look at the mystery of in Him. Because when Christ is revealed, His church prevails. He said to me on Tuesday, he said, find the word and eat it. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. That is what each word session is all about. He said, just take the whole of me in this conference. This is God's direction for you. Take the whole of me in this conference. And I heard him speak. He said, Ezekiel chapter 3, from verse 1 to verse 3, TLB. Look at that scripture with me. Let me tell you how God operates with me, for those of us probably hearing for the first time. When I tell you God said, I mean God said. And for me, anytime God said, He gives me a scripture. To the point of the version. So I can boldly tell you what He's trying to talk about. Find the word. Settle for the word and eat it. Eat all. Take all. Consume all. Hear what the Bible said. And He said to me, son of man or son of dust, eat what I'm giving you. Eat this scroll. And what is the scroll? The word of God. Then go and give its message to the people of Israel. Verse 2. So I took the scroll. Eat it all, he said. And when I ate it, it tasted sweet as honey. Through the word sessions of this Word and Power Conference, your life will turn to honey. Yeah. Revelation chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, TLB also, sir. Hear the word of God. Revelation chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, TLB. Living Bible. He said the same thing. Take the scroll, eat the scroll. Because this time around, the scroll that you will take is for the nations. It's for who? For who? Can I speak over a nation takeover? That in the name that is above every name, this word you will hear, or you are going to hear all through this conference, will set you upon nations for a takeover. Eat it. Eat all. Partake of it in full. On the 29th of August, he said, I'm sending my word to deliver. I'm sending my word to heal. I'm sending my word to align destinies. I'm set to place men on the course of their destiny. He said, my word will come with authority and power. It will command all unclean spirits to come out of people. And as I began to hear that, he said, when I'm talking of unclean spirit, I'm not talking about just sick of sicknesses and diseases, which is normal. It's a normal thing. There's nothing else. That's the number one proof that the word of God is spiritual. He said, but every spirit that is tied to every individual that is causing them not to do God's assignment in accordance to his will. Says an unclean spirit trying to limit them, trying to restrict them. And I heard Luke chapter 4 verse 36. The Bible said, and they were all amazed, and they speak unto themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirit, and they all came out. I therefore decree in the name of Jesus, every spirit that is contrary to destiny, I curse them to the roots now. Every spirit that have been set aside by the wicked one to stumble, to trip you, to cause men to change their mind, to cause women to drop assignment, to cause men to begin to chase shadows, dropping the real thing, I command such unclean spirit to get out of this place right now. And every contrary spirit that has plagued men, putting them under any form of health affliction, in the name that is above every name, they are disappearing right now. So shall it be. You know, the amazing thing about Jesus was this. The Bible said in Luke chapter 5 verse 17 that there was a certain time Jesus Christ was teaching. They didn't tell us what he was teaching. They didn't tell us the title. They didn't tell us the scripture was quoting. But the Bible said the power of God was present to him. The power of God was present to him. Lift up your right hand. I connect you to that power of God that is present to do just anything in this conference. And I decree that the next few days, every session, that power shall be experienced in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Shall we rise to our feet as we read God's word? The anchor scripture, Ephesians chapter 1. Please carry your Bibles, everyone, right now. In Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 5, the Bible said, Ezra picked the Bible and he said, everybody rise to your feet, let's honor God as we read God's word. So it's a covenant culture for every congregation to know, learn how to rise to their feet to read God's word. It's an honor. Glory to God, of God. Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to read it from verse 9. And if we can, we get to verse 12. All right. Shall we read together loud in consonance? 1, 2, go. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. You know, when you read the communications of Paul, it gives you so much joy if you are a lover of God's word. Because there's so much flow from a connection to another. Are you with me, somebody? Verse 9 again, we read loud. 1, 2, go. Have made known unto me. Stop. Appropriate it right now. You. 1, 2, go. Have made known unto me the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, for me. Did you get that? Are you with me? Do you understand? Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You may be seated, everybody. The mystery of his will is what we're looking at tonight by the Spirit of God. Yeah, tell them I see. Oh Lord, reveal yourself to us. Reveal your will to us. Oh, that even a child can catch it. That none of us miss out. We don't just want to know your will, we want to do your will. We have to do your will. Thank you, Lord. You know, this one core subject is at the core fiber of our life as a believer. This one core subject that forms a tapestry of our existence as a child of God. Knowing and doing God's will. Why things are not in line is because many are not aligning to God's will. Why things are not functioning properly, it's because many don't know. Those that know are not doing what God said. Why there's so much struggle, probably as a man of God. There's so much struggle, probably as a business person. There's so much struggle as a believer. Is deficiency of alignment of God's will. The beauty about God's will is this, friends. That is what must be done. Did you hear what I said? That's the beauty about God's will. It's crazy, but that's the truth. If it is God's will, that is what must be done. God is not interested in doing your will. God is interested in doing his will. And there's something so remarkable about the will of God, that in the will of God lies everything that you are and will be and you have. So when you locate it and you find yourself in it, doing it, everything that you are, everything that you will be, everything that you have is available. I pray so much for you, and I also, that none of us will miss out of God's will. I'm praying, I saw someone who was born of the will of God. And then suddenly the devil enticed. So he left God and followed. And then in the heat of pressure, I speak in parable because I know the person. In the heat of pressure, instead of saying, Lord, I do your will. You know what he said? Lord, change your mind. Tomorrow, if God permits that, that's what we will check. The mystery of predestination. Probably for the first time, it will change. See, nothing just happens. Sir, nothing, sir. You see, the most beautiful thing about a believer is that nothing just happens. That is the, in fact, that's the most fantastic thing you can think of. That nothing just happens. Everything that is to happen have been laid out. Do you know that, ladies and gentlemen, I speak on behalf of God, that you can actually be aware of the next 7 years of your life. Everything that must be. I've said it openly, continually, I don't care how you feel, I'm not boastful, but that's the truth. There's nothing that takes me by surprise when it's got to do with Ecclesia. Everything that is happening, including who misbehave, who will do this, and what will happen, I've never been surprised. As a good writer that I am, I write everything. And as a good talker that I am, I tell this man once in a while, watch this, so this thing will happen to this person this month, and it happens. What this, so God just told me that this person will take this step, and it happens. What this, so tell this person that he should warn the person, hey, stay, off, shh, stay, clear. Because that is God's plan. That is God's way. That you get to a point in your life, in your walk with God, that there's nothing that surprises you. I bring you into that level. That through this Word and Power conference, every form of confusion in your life is buried. Let me help you, sir. He's the potter. You are the clay. The mystery of God's will suggests that there's nothing you can do against it but for it. You can't pray against it, sir. You can't turn away from it. It will still happen. Romans chapter 9, verse 19 and 20. Stop struggling. He's the potter, you are the clay. He's the vine, you are the branches. He's the master, you are the servant. It is God's sovereign right to do whatever pleases him. No man can question him. No man can stop him. When he deems his feet for anything to happen, it will happen. But you know what, sir? Everything that has been hanging in the air concerning your destiny, this Word and Power conference will deliver them into your hands. That amen has lost its strength. Hear me again, I say it with authority. That this Word and Power conference, everything that is deemed fit for you to experience and have in your hands, is being delivered through this conference. See what Job said. Job chapter 23, verse 10 and verse 11, Good News Translation. Job 23, 10, 11, Good News Translation. Yet God knows every step I take. Panos. How many steps? If he tests me, he will find me pure. I follow faithfully the road he what? He chooses, sir. And never wander to either side. Message it for us. Thank you. But I know where I am and what I've done. He can cross-examine me all he wants. And I'll pass the test with honors. I've followed him closely. My feet in his... Oh, my beautiful God. Did you get the communication of the message writer? My feet in his what? You know what that suggests? He has walked ahead, so all I'm just doing is to... suggesting if I don't put my leg in that footprint, I miss out. That is the mystery of this end time church. This end time people, you and I.
that there's nothing sad, there's nothing mystical about your future. God's idea is that you come to reality of everything with date and time. Remember Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. It's not a man that walketh to direct his steps. God has prepared a path for you.
Kayabasa.
He knows my name. He knows my head. Thought. He sees it is that fall, and he hears me when I call. I have a maker. I have a maker. He found my heart. He found my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. My life was in his hand. Lift up your voice. He knows my name, everybody. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He knows my every thought. He sees the tears. He sees the tears that fall. And he hears me when I call. He hears me when. There's a part that says, I have a father. I have a father. He calls me his own. He calls me his own. Did you see that next line? Hey. He'll never leave me. No matter. No matter where I go. Lift up your voice. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. He sees, he sees, he your name. He knows your every thought. He sees the tears that fall, and he hears you.
You know, friends, God has brought us as a generation into a life of all fullness. Before he formed you, your mother's womb, he knew you. He ordained you. Jeremiah 1:5. He separated you and called you for an assignment. Galatians 1:15. He has declared your end from your beginning. From the ancient time, the things that are not yet done, saying his counsel over your life will stand. That's the mystery of his will. Isaiah 46 and verse 10. The beauty of your life and my life is that everything has been fixed up. As a believer, your life is not a guesswork. I have so much pain in my heart. I will hear of this great man of God, those that have gone ahead of us. They will tell you their path. Hear me? One of the things I didn't want to talk about, not now, is sufferings. Because we're a generation whereby we don't want to suffer. Suffering is part of it. You must suffer. But one thing I want to say here is this. You hear every great man of God, every great woman of God. You never hear them doing seven things. You never hear them. At most, they started something, God told them this, and they moved. But this is our generation. A young man, a young woman has done four things before the age of 25. By the age of 35, confusion personified. God told you this, you broke it, you go and start another one. Told you to move here, you block it, you go to another place because it's not paying you. And for every act of disobedience, and for every act of your own self-will, something has been corrupted. I leave you with so much vexation of the spirit. You can't be seated here, my brother, my sister, and not know what tomorrow holds. God is not a God of confusion. You can't be seated here. I'm looking for one prophet to prophesy nonsense into your life. The best they can tell you is what lies ahead. They won't tell you the troubles that you'll go through. They will never. Because they can only see in part. But you get to a point in your walk with God, you know per time what God has for you. Principles here. Number one. Kalabariyada. Lord, I will do your will. Lord, I will do your will. I speak like Jesus, not my will, but your will be done. Lord, I will do your will. I will do your will. I will not only know your will, but I will do. I'm a doer of your will. Hear this, sir. Number one. No door closes without getting God's knowledge. No door closes without getting God's knowledge. Meaning, there's no door that closes in your life and God is not aware of it. That's the sovereignty of God. Listen to me, sir. We've just finished the covenant life. It's not about what you can do or what you cannot do. Covenant has got nothing to do with your own part of the deal. You know, the problem is that we have been taught wrongly. Go and pick the Covenant Life series, you understand what we're talking about. So every time now, the brother into one covenant and they'll tell us all the things we must do. So we struggle. And that's not the deal. We struggle. And that's why things are not working. We keep struggling. 7 steps, 4 steps, 4 steps, 10 steps, 31 steps. I get what I'm trying to say. And we keep struggling. That's why every year we keep going back through the same process of the covenant. And nothing has been brought forth. And he did this thing once and for all. And we are still doing many things. Every door that closes, God is aware. That's the mystery of his will, brother. You know what that suggests? It also suggests that no door opens without his awareness. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. I shut, no man can open. I open, no man can shut. Who can question me? Understand, beloved. Nothing happens if God has not permitted.
when it's got to do with God's plan for your life. Look at Job. Job chapter 12 and verse 14. He said, behold, it breaketh down and it cannot be built again. It shutteth up a man and there can be no opening. If he opens, it's open. If he closes, it's closed. Let me tell you the part of our generation. When he closes, you know what we do? Open. When it opens, because we have another plan, what do we tell him? Close. Beloved, the mystery of his will is that he does what he likes. It's not what you like. If you can come to terms with this, sir, understand again. Prayer points will cease. Number two, says God is in control, therefore, if a door closes, leave it closed. If a door opens, leave it open. Because it takes full responsibility. God, hear me, sir. God takes full responsibility of my life and your life. Understand, beloved. Can I admonish you? Like Solomon said, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, do what? Acknowledge Him. He will direct your path. The danger is this about that scripture. If you actually agree that you will trust Him, then be ready for anything. That's the danger. Are you getting me, Victoria? Be ready for anything. Are you actually ready for anything? Or we just want convenience? That is the problem about our generation. Do we actually want to get this thing done? Or we just want convenience? Who told us that following God will be convenient? Who told us that following God is just a cup of tea? If it's a generation you have to take over, sir, it will demand a lot. Check those that have gone through it. They died for it, yet they lived. What did you say God told you? What price have you paid that we know that you have really suffered for it? Number three. Kavayasha Devani. The closing of any door is the greatest opportunity for God to lead you to a door that is better than before. Someone say amen to that. Amen. The closing of any door is the greatest opportunity for God to lead you to a door that is better than before. The greatest privilege. Because understand, the path of the justified must shine more and more. There's a better door ahead. That's why this other door has closed. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. Number 4. Understand the principle number 4. Not until we walk through this new open door do we realize the importance of God closing the previous door. Thank you, Lord. Not until we walk through this new open door do we realize the importance of God closing the previous door. He told Cyrus, Cyrus, right hand have I holding, Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1, to open to you the two leaf gates, and it shall not be shut. Are you with me, somebody? Before then, you know what God said? God told Cyrus two verses before then, that's chapter 44 verse 27. He said, hey, be dried up. That just be closed. So I closed the previous so that I can open to you, Cyrus, the two leaf gates that can never be shut again. If I didn't ask that one to dry up, there would never be a season whereby I've opened to you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Ladies and gentlemen, may the door that should be closed remain closed. May the door that God never opened, may you never try to open them. Friends, understand. If you are not in His will, there will be no way. I speak prophetically. Because everything has been spelled out. Everything has been planned out. Everything, sir, understand me, beloved. Everything has been spelled out. Everything has been planned out. If only you understand what God has in store for a generation. You and I. He said to me some time ago, I saw one of us and I told him, I said, this is what happened to you. He said, God told me, he said, this guy, he has to do what his father and his brother did not do. And God said to me, he said, this is the generation whereby I pile up assignments for one man, his own and others, because there's no time. Can I pray for someone? That in the name of Jesus, you will do what you have been ordained to do, and that which is lying fallow that someone had dropped, God will give you the privilege to take it over. Hear me, sir. That is the secret of the end time army. Men and women who are sharp threshing instruments in the hand of God. God ready to unleash them. There's so much that God is preparing that every one of us must begin to see ourselves in the center of it. One of the things he assured me is that through this conference, many will discover destiny. Eyes of men will be open. Amen. Clearly spelled out what must be, what has been, what must be done. This is the reality of God, beloved. Place your two hands in on your tummy and speak in tongues over this, because something is released in this atmosphere. Speak in tongues over this. This thing must be fulfilled. This thing must be carried out. This thing must not fail. It has been written in the volume of the books. To do thy will, O God. That will must be done. This thing must be accomplished. Thank you, Father. Number five principle. Don't fight. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Don't fight him. Don't fight it. If the door opens, it's to be opened. If it closes, it's to be closed. I speak to a generation. Nothing just happens with God. Don't fight it. At least you strive with your maker. Romans chapter 9 verse 20. Don't fight it. Be willing to accept God's sovereign will over your life. Psalm 143 verse 10. David said, Lord, teach me to do your will. Teach me to do your will. You know, look up everybody, look up. You know, it's beyond just saying, Lord, show me your will. Reveal your will to me. But Lord, teach me to do your will. I want to do. Not just reveal, but teach me to do your will. Because that was what Jesus said. It was all about doing his will. Luke chapter 22 verse 42. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. It's about doing, not thy will be known. It's about doing. Most of the times, someone is actually saying, hey, how can I locate God's will? Hey, sir. The ones he has said, have you done it? The little lines of instruction that he gave to you, have you followed? Teach me to do your will. You know what Jesus said? He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. John chapter 4 verse 34. John chapter 5 verse 30. And to do the will of the Father. John chapter 6 verse 38. It's all about doing his will. Teach me to do your will, Lord. Don't just reveal your will to me. Teach me to do your will. I need to do this thing. You hear me, sir? You need to get to a point of doing. We need to get, that is where the mystery lies. The glory of the mystery of his will is in doing. Remember, it is written in the volume of the books. To do what? To do thy will. Thy will I must do. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7. It is written. It has been written to do, not to know. To do, sir. If every one of us rise up to begin to do God's will in the minutest detail, glory is about to dawn. But when we don't do, we spend time in prayer. Much time in prayer. So much time praying. Do you understand the capacity of it, sir? Jesus Christ got to the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew God's will, but he wanted to pray. He wasted his time praying. You know what he said? I'm true. I'm not praying again. What did he say? Thy will be done. Do. If I can see you do everything, he told you give this. Start from there. He told you, hey, fast social time. Start from there. Stay on it. Suddenly, don't worry, the mystery of distraction. Suddenly you say someone else, you follow. For those of us having ministry, copy and paste everywhere. No genuity, no originality. Someone called it Shiloh, you do your own Shiloh. What are you doing? God told that great man, Shiloh, you now went to do, who sent you? So destiny is so confused. Everywhere. Taka. Nonsense. Nobody is following. Preordinate counsel. Prepaid data. There's a downloading of heaven. that only the data that have been prepared that you can capture. I'm not talking about the one you're going to use prayer to gather. Destiny has preserved you for you to download it alone. And the data that is available for it is available. So when you begin to go off, you know what happened? You begin to look for your own data. So careless prayers, nonsense prayers, prayer they didn't send you, partnership they didn't bring you into, ideas and dimensions that nobody sent you, you begin to find yourself here. I decree in the name of Jesus, every state of confusion in your life is paralyzed today. That was the prayer. Teach me to do your will. Thy will be done. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ did not use prayer to cancel God's will. He could not. Whether you like it or not, sir, that was his strongest time of praying. Scripture said he prayed until sweat became blood. None of us had gotten to that level of prayer. And scientifically, it is proven under intense internal pressure. Not just yaga, 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 but right from the belly of the inside. You can pray to the point that your capillaries begins to burst. That was the strongest prayer he prayed against will. He suspended it and said it's a waste. Because he has left us with an example. That you don't pray against will. You do. You do. Can I? Because something is brooding right now. Drop your notes. You have written some. We'll continue. Rise your feet. Lord, I do your will. Not teach me now. I do your will. Hey, listen, sir. Listen to me. Oh, listen to me, sir. Listen to me. It's a command of access into destiny. It's a what? Command of access into destiny. You hear me? When you understand the gravity of this, Lord, I do your will, then see, everything begins to align gradually. For that will to be done, including sufferings and persecution, contradictions and accusations, troubles and insults, pain and injury. Lord, hear me, sir. Understand, the Bible said he left us with a pattern, with an example that we should follow in his stead. What is that? That through sufferings, our glory shall be made manifest. When ice cream generation is always easy, we like easy does it. We like AC, we don't like sweat. We like comfort, we don't like confrontation. We like everything and corners, we don't like accusations. We don't want anybody to accuse us. We just want to be a clean Christian, everything clean. Everything okay. Lord, I am Victor Oluwadamilare. I do your will. Lift up your voice and pray as a warrior that you are. I do your will. Shandela Balasidos. Seramaniate. Seremandeatalamanda. I do your will. 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 Shari Bania. Sira la 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 manda. Sera la 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 manios. Sira la la bayates. Itanda ya kebrende la manda. I do your will. I do your will. I do your will. I've come to do. I do. It has been written in the volume of the books, according to that scripture, to do thy will, O God. I refuse to do my own. I've come to do. I've come to do. I do your will, Jesus.
I do your will, Jesus. I do your will, Jesus. I do your will, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You know the gravity of this. Jesus taught them to pray. What did he tell them? Pray this prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. What happens to your will? Not I know your will. Do. Do you understand? Are you getting what I'm trying to say, sir? I do your will. Lift up your right hand. Say, Father. Hey. Even that call is not a response. Say, Father. I, Victor Oluwadamilare, I do your will. Not my will, but your will. Not human desires, but your will. Not human plans, but your will. I do your will. In the name of Jesus. I do your will. I do your will. I do your will. I do your will. Permit me to stop the word so I can allow us to pray. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir? I've just gone one thought. Permit me to stop the word. The reason is very simple. We have known so much. We have done so little. Believe me, sir. We have known so much. But we have done so little. We have known so much. But we have done nothing. Ah. Lord, I do your will. Sir, do you understand the crossroad of Jesus? Just that only one thing. Just to do that will brought every one of us into glory. There's just one thing that God is asking of you, will ask of you, is preparing to ask of you. Just that one thing. We must pray it into reality. You know, since it is in His sovereignty to determine our course of life and the things that becometh of us, the question becomes, how do I find myself in the center of God's will for my life? How can I, by divine orchestration, just find myself, boom, right in the center of God's counsel? Listen to me, sir. God will not bring you. You see, there's a two side of the concept. God's general will and God's personal will. Our drive most of the time is God's personal will for our lives. But until you begin to align yourself to His general will, you can't totally find yourself in His personal will. For instance, he said it's his will that all men be saved. So salvation is his will. Oh, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Verse 4, precisely. Salvation is his will. That's his will. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. That's his will. That believing in his son, Jesus, that's his will. That's his will, sir. That's his will. For instance, sir, he said, this is the will of God, that you abstain from fornication. That's his will, sir. Fornication is not just talking about marriage with any sexual other scripture. That first Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3. Is any sexual anything that centers on any sexual rubbish, you have said. As you hear me, as long as you don't subscribe to that, you can't enjoy a personal will. What is his will? I have seven of them, but there's no time. What is his will? The Bible said, hey, you must understand. Don't be foolish. That's what Paul said. He said, don't be foolish, but you must understand the will of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. What is that will? Verse 18 said, he said, be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? Being filled with the Holy Ghost is what? The will of God. What's that, sir? It's the will of God for you. Passion is, sir. Can you? It's the will of God. Now, I don't live foolishly, for then you will have discernment to fully understand God's will. And don't get drunk with wine, which is rebellion. Instead, be filled with the fullness, plural, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So, being filled with the fullness of the Holy Spirit is the will of God. You know what that suggests, sir? Every time we speak in tongues, what are we doing, sir? We are pursuing will of God. We are being filled, and as we are being filled, we are pressing into the counsel of God for our lives. Because that scripture said, when we speak in tongues, what happens? We pray according to the will. Did you get that, somebody? Do you understand what I'm saying? We pray according to whose will? The will of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 27. We pray according to the will of God. So, when I'm praying the Holy Ghost, you know what I'm doing, sir? I am already pushing will, pressing on something dangerous I may not be able to comprehend. The Bible said that speaking in tongues at that point begins to bring us into alignment of harmony with God's counsel. You know what that suggests to me? You can't truly be a tongue speaker and not ultimately land in the will of God. Sir, did you hear what I've said, sir? You can't truly be. Sir, it will happen. You will find yourself in it. It will happen. I told you, sir. I gave my life to Christ February 1990. I spoke in tongues 1997. I was so angry because the church I gave my life to Christ, they didn't talk about speaking in tongues. They didn't even believe in it. But I found myself in university my second year, and I just, no. That was my third year. Second year. 1996 then. So, I just found myself, and then this young man of God was talking about speaking in tongues. He didn't finish. I was just angry. Man, this is the will of God for my life. What a nonsense. So he said, I'm going to give people opportunity to speak in tongues. I said, God, if this is your will for my life, this man must not lay hands on me. I must speak this thing. When it was true, he made altar call. He now said, those of us that can speak in tongues, trust me. As they began to speak, that was it. I finished fellowship that day. I can't forget. I told my roommate, carry my Bible to the room. I went to the field, 3 hours, University of Lagos. I spoke in tongues. From that day, I made 2 hours speaking in tongues a lifestyle. By my third year, I was speaking tongues. I heard this voice clearly of my future. I said, stop, who's that? He spoke the same set of words again. I began to cry. I said, God, why? You should have told me immediately I finished secondary school so I can go to Bible school. See, with all my, that's my mumushiousness. Because that's what I felt. And he said to me, hey, the reason I told you to, I'm allowing you to go to school so I can speak English. He said, humorously, as I was crying like this, I started smiling. Do you understand? And he said, this is what I've called you for. Sir, you can't do his will by speaking in tongues and not enter destiny. Let's play that scripture, sir. Because Paul said, Romans chapter 8 and verse 27. He knows our heart, our spirit. And he does it according to the will of God. Make it passion. Passionately, so we can pray. Passionately, so we can pray. Look at this, everybody. God, the searcher of the heart, fully knows our longings, hunger, thirst, desperation, desires. Yet, he also understands the desires of the spirit. Your longing, the desire of the spirit. Who is the custodian of your destiny. Because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us. His only ones. How many of us are his only ones? Oh my God. Do you understand? If you remember about verse 26, he said, hey, we don't know how we should pray the way we ought to. And that verse said, we don't know how, we don't know what we should pray about. But the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. If verse said, with articulate speech which cannot be stopped. You are saying, but in the realm of the spirit, they are too articulate for destiny to be disjointed. Now, he said, in perfect harmony with God's plan. Oh my God, do you understand? And our destiny, in perfect harmony. So when I'm speaking in tongues, sir, hey, I'm bringing things in perfect harmony. Perfect harmony. It might have been disjointed, but my speaking in tongues begins to align me. You know what that suggests, sir? So I don't actually, so I can help someone that is growing. So I don't actually need to get to a point whereby I now begin to say, God said. But I just find myself living, and but I'm in the center of the center of the center of his will. Because I don't want you to leave you depressed. That, oh God, if you spoke to me, brother, now, why did you speak to me all this while? No, sir. When you are speaking in tongues, God begins to align your destiny. In perfect, return that scripture. Perfect, what a beautiful God he is. Perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. Oof. Perfect harmony. Look at, you know, King James said verse 28. He said, and then, therefore, all things will now work together for good because we love God. Because we are the called according to his purpose. Look at what passion said. Good. He says, so we are convinced because we have prayed in tongues. Did you see that? Sir, did you see that? Because we have prayed in tongues, therefore, we get to a point whereby we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives. Sir, you can never be disadvantaged. Bringing good into our lives. Where the devil thought that you have been defeated. No, sir. Your tongues will speak for you ahead. Bringing good into our lives. He said, for we are who? We are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed. Lift up your two hands and thank God for his word. Thank God for his word tonight. Thank God for his word tonight. His designed purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For bringing us into the mystery of your will. Thank you, Jesus. For opening us up to the counsel of your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For revealing yourself to us. Thank you, Lord. For exposing your truth to us. Thank you, Lord. For causing us to align to your counsel and your thoughts towards us. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, Master. Thank you, Jesus.
We glorify you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. We celebrate you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Let's do the first will of God and then we'll move ahead. It's the will of God that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. If there's anyone here that is not saved, that's the first will of God. When that is settled, every other thing becomes ideal. If you are not saved, you are not born again, wherever you are, this is your privilege. Place your right hand on your chest, everyone that must be saved tonight. On ground, online, wherever you are, any town, any nation, you are watching us right now. Place your right hand on your chest and let me lead you into God's will for your life, first of all, concerning your salvation. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I surrender all to you. Son of God, forgive me. Have mercy on me. I believe you died for me and your blood has washed me clean. Tonight, I accept the power of the cross in my life. Tonight, I declare that I'm born again. I'm saved. Tonight, I declare that Jesus is my Lord forever. Amen. So shall it be. You pray that prayer with me. Let me see your hand up. God bless those hands. God bless those hands. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, close your eyes. Everyone I prayed for right now, and you signified. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, the power of hell and the power of the darkness is destroyed forever upon you. From today, the Son has set you free. You are free indeed. Welcome to a brand new life in Jesus' precious name. Now, hear me. Those of you that made that decision, it's a decision. We've come to a full understanding here that we don't call anybody out again because there's no scriptural backing for altar call. There's none. No scriptural backing for altar call. People make their decisions. You made the decision, hear me? Everyone of you that made this decision right now, hear me? Everyone that made the decision for him right now, and you need a direction. Lord, so what should I do? How do you want me to live? Maybe we're true. There's a stand there called pastoral care. Just there. Brother David, just lift up your hand. Just there. Look at that direction. There's a stand. When you're through, some people will be waiting for you there. And then they'll just give you very short counsel on the steps to take as you grow in God. Are you with me? Very simple. In Jesus' name. It's time to pray. Beloved, let's press into God's will. Listen to me, sir. Listen to me. The will of God over your life had been set to before you were born. Hey, one of the things we'll have seen is that there's nothing you can do against it. If you decide that you're not going to do it, it doesn't mean that it will still be done. Shige. You know what I said, sir? You know what will happen? Someone else will do it, tell me. Sir, he told me that. He said, if you decide you're not going to do it, it doesn't mean it will not still be done. But the only thing is that your glory has been exempted. He's raising you to actually take over this kingdom for him. When it's got to do with agriculture. If you decide you're not going to follow his template, no problem. It will still be done. Because it has been said to the volume of the book that this thing must be accomplished. Through someone. Plans may change, purpose will not change. So when we speak in tongues, Shakaba, Radebadaya, hey, you know what, sir? You know what will happen tonight? Even when you're in the wrong path, these tongues we're going to speak in the next few minutes will begin to drive you out. And will begin to bring you into a path that only God had preserved for you. I kept in store for you. So understand, beloved. Understand that scripture we saw. He said, hey, I walk, put my feet
in his footprint. That's the beauty about the path of life. The glory of this walk lies on being where he wants you to be, pattern. Ask them. Ask the people here. I'm one of us can testify. This walk must stop. It can't stop. You can't stop the walk. Because, hey, it's not that we're looking for land. God said this is the place. You can't stop it. So when he says it's time to go, we will go. It's not SCD or AMAC that will remove us. That's the glory of God. The glory of God for you, sir, lies in everything he has told you to do. For whatever he tells you to do, what do you do, sir? Do it. And the Bible said, he manifested his glory. John chapter 2, verse 5, verse 11. And this was the beginning of Jesus' miracle. Glory. Whatever he tells you to do, you may not understand. Whatever he tells you to do, it may not make sense. Whatever he tells you to do, it may be contrary and contradicting and troubling. But do it. In your doing it, lies your glory. Listen, sir. God told me, the devil is doing all he can to derail our generation. I don't know when he will permit us to hear the mystery of destruction and discouragement. Because that one, I'm so excited. I wish it can be tomorrow morning, but it can't be. It can't make sense. We have to follow sequence. Hear me, sir. But he said, hey, that it doesn't matter. That his plan will come to pass. But, you know what he said? Suddenly, you will see a man of God who's into business. Now, and into oil and gas. Why? Because the man that ought to do oil and gas has left to start doing business. The same way the devil is raising his personnel, God has people he has fixed. The beauty about it is this: the devil has nothing called predestination. God has everything called predestination. Meaning, he has foreknowledge everything about your life and pre-planned a destiny that you must walk into. And that's why the mystery of his will becomes sovereignty for you. That it is not about what you want or how you want it. It's about what God must do. If you are confused about anything, it's about the mystery of his will. Look at Ecclesia. 3 years. 1, 2, 3. No assignment has experienced this before. 1, 2, 3. It doesn't make sense. Don't talk to anybody. It's his will. Stay away. It's his will. No counseling. It's his will. Don't greet anybody on the road. It's his will. He may be telling you another thing. If you can stay on it, sir, it may not make sense, but it will make sense. If you can stay on it, man, many things will happen that nobody will be able to understand. Are you ready to pray, sir? Can I beg you? I'm not talking about your personal desires now. I'm not talking about your family problem now. I'm talking about betting a generation. That is what the word of power covers all about. Fullness of time. When the fullness of time for a woman to deliver, what happens, sir? She generates strength. Madam, what they tell her? Push. Push, because it is time to deliver. This is the fullness of time. For that which God has said to begin to find expression. And wherever that destiny is, we begin to call it forth through the language of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Remember, God answers to your hunger. Lift up your voice, somebody. It's time to put pressure on that which God has said. It's time to put pressure on that which God has separated you for. It's time to put pressure on eternity. You have been born for such a time as this. You have been separated for such a time as this. Destiny has been awaiting for such a time as this.
There is the rising of God, Tommy. There is the rising of God's general. There is the rising of God's people. Lift up your voice. This is about destiny that must answer. This is about destiny that must speak. Hey! Jari Amariesh! Inanaria Bayasika Rabaye! Radendete Vere Bayasa! Shalalalamalalagios! Shalalalamalalagios! Somebody bring this in the house. Parts are located. Parts are located. Everything is coming into harmony. He's coming into synchrony. About your destiny. Everything is coming together. It's coming together. It's coming together. For this is the will of God. Has distracted you and I enough. Lord, we were written to do your will. Your will we will do. It must come to pass. Somebody push his will to birth. Push his will to birth. Push his will to birth. Hey. Hey. I am born of the will of God. I'm not born of flesh. I'm not born of the will of man. I was born of the will of God. God must come to pass. Pray, pray, pray. Children, pray, pray. At the age of 12, Jesus was already in the will of God. Pray. In a
Shatakasi. Inanayaki Anaramanas. Ziraneyas Inamanes. Zeyatinanadayas Inamas. Sirandia Sinamande. Sianaya Sinamande. Sinalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal
That devil must give up in his schemes over your destiny. Hey, 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 hey. Son, I am more serious. This thing must culminate into power. This thing must culminate into power. I invoke the spirit of judgment made perfect. I invoke the power of God in this atmosphere. That destinies begins to align. Destinies begins to align. Destinies begins to align. Destinies begins to align. Shalom Yos. Iandayasa. Inananabale. Jagiateros. Regadele Valetta. Ziamonda. Sinalalalalas. Intelebando. Iteramayayayayaya. Somebody push his will to birth. Push his will to birth. As a traveling woman. Push his will to birth. Radamalatenamados. Push his will to birth. Laria Surias. Laria Maya Shikabaye. Indana Dina Mandas. Lashida Maria Tanamandes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He said they are pregnant, but they are not ready to deliver. They are pregnant, they are not ready to water. Deliver. When a pregnancy gets to term, 9 months, begins to exceed 9 months, going to 10th month, 11th month, pregnancy becomes a concern. It's no longer a delight, it becomes a water. Did you get my point, sir? It's still pregnancy, but hey, they are pregnant, not birth. So as long as there's no birth, it becomes a concern. It's not a joy again. It's a concern. John 1:13-12 said, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to be called the sons of God. Even to them that believe in his name. He said, they were not born of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but they are born of what? The will of God. You are born of the will of God. And that will of God must be made manifest. Sir, do you understand? That will, sir, there's no reason for any destiny in Christ if that destiny is not fulfilling what it had been ordained of. There's no reason, there's no need. That's John chapter what, sir? Chapter 1 verse what? 13. Give me easy English if you have. These children. Hey, this one. You know the children, eh? Your destiny. Your assignment. That which God has called you for. We're not born in the usual human way. They were not born because of what any people wanted. So it's not about daddy said I'm to be, or my family said I'm to enter this. He said they were not born because of what any man decided. No, they were born from God. My destiny be birthed. Assignment be birthed of God in the name of Jesus. Hear me, sir. 27th of September 2019 is declared your delivery day. What does that suggest? It suggests that everything that God has said concerning you begins to be find expression. A cry will be made. A voice will be raised. A signal will be alarmed. An alarm will be cried out. Something will trigger in heaven that will suggest that something has been born today. That the whole earth and the angels of heaven will say, hey. Let me tell you the secret of September 27th and you pray. 2016, God said, go and start the ecclesia whether you like it or not. I said, Lord, it's not right. Why is it not right? Because the privilege that great man of God, Bishop Edekpo, is giving me is clear. And he has told me the next assignment. And he told me that the assignment is in your shoulder. You have to deliver. And now you are saying, and he said, choose between me and him. I'm sorry. Then one day he brought me out into my office, from my office. He said, look around. I said, okay. Combine it with the glory of Goshen, Canaan land, and every glory. He said, what I'm setting you for is greater in glory. He said, number three, and that's what broke me to tears. He said, don't do it for yourself. Do it for a generation. It's about a people. So while praying, Lord Jesus, September 1st to 7th, 2016. Okay, let your will be done. No water, no drinking, nothing. Just looking unto God for will to be birthed. I don't have prayer points. I only have tongues points. And then by the fifth day, blah, 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 blah. The Word of Power Conference will forever be September 27th to 30th every year. When it was September 24th or 25th, I can never forget, Daniel Abioye, Bishop Abioye's last born. He said, 27th? He said, sir, this is prophetic. How come it is on Bishop Widibu's birthday that Ecclesia is starting? And you know what God said to me? He said, 27th of September is to bet destinies. Every year. So it is left to you, sir. I'm going to allow you to pray. To speak in tongues. These children, that scripture said, they are not born of flesh. It's not human desire. It's of the will of God. My assignment, my destiny, the connections, the future, the spheres and the authorities I'm to take over, the kingdom I must establish, they are the children that must produce through me. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, in this delivery room, this very minute, I birth destiny of the will of God. Somebody that is taking over this generation, press into the realities. Press into the realities. Press into the realities. Shiramandas. Ra da 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 da.
Shall a nation be born at once? But as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth something birth, something birth. Somebody give birth. Birth something in the realm of the spirit. It's called the fullness of time. It's time to produce. Rayalamash Garabaha. Iandaya Kori Teralamaye. Iandara Dodia Nerebaya Dabayala. Sia la 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 la. You can't build a generation just being careless. Except you are pregnant physically and biologically. You have no reason to be seated. Awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. He said, arise, shine, for the light is come. He didn't say, sit down. I dare you to bet something tonight. For the earnest expectation of the whole creature is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. This thing must culminate into power. This thing must culminate into power. It must not be vain. It must not be vain. The mystery of His will, it must not be vain. For it has been written before the foundation of the earth, separated from the womb of the morning, that you must fulfill destiny, that you must do the will of God, that you must align, that you must accomplish. It was said of you that the greater than Solomon is here. It was said of you that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man what God has separated you for. I dare you to birth it. Birth it, my brother. Birth it, my sister. Birth this thing. It was not meant to be convenient. No woman delivers in her conveniency. There must be a level of discomfort. Pray this thing out as you come into harmony with God. God has separated you for. This is what the Wonder Power Conference is all about. Something is coming on someone. Lift up your two hands. Something is coming on someone. Something is coming on someone. This is the first night. Tomorrow cannot be first night again. If the first be holy, the remaining will be holy. If the first is right, the remaining will be right. If the first is separated, the remaining is set. This is the hour. This is the time. The time has come. Somebody that is hungry, that is desperate, I release. That's right. I release. Shia la 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 boss. Shia na na yata. Shia la 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 la. Shia la la la. Ieta na na.
I hear the cry of children. Destinies. Destinies. Assignments. Will of the Father. Destinies. Assignments. Will of the Father. Take it. 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 Shigalala balas. Iantandala balas. Shigalalas. Shigalabalas. Indelamandas. Shigalala balas. Shigalala balas.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I saw a withered hand turn fresh. And I asked the Lord, what is this? He said, it's renewal of assignment. The hand that had gone withered by the reason of misfunctioning of destiny, malfunctioning of power, said, I've restored and I've renewed. I plague you with spiritual restlessness. Hear what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying. Because this is not signs and wonders and miracles. Your life will become a sign. Will become a wonder. Will become a miracle. When you understand the will. Understand, sir. There are some things you don't pray for. When you understand the will of God and do it, your life becomes a sign. You know the prayer I'm praying again? That you be plagued with spiritual restlessness until the will of God on earth be done through you. Yes, did you hear what I said, sir?
Yes,
sir. Do you understand? Meaning you get to a point whereby you want to misbehave, you can't misbehave. You want to look for option B, the easy does it, you can't. You want to try another thing, you can't. That becomes literally hard for you to say no to God's will again. Because we can't fail a generation. I therefore decree, if I be sent of God, and every one of you under the sound of my voice, you will never
ever change your mind over God's will. I speak with the authority of heaven that every one of you will do the will of God. Tonight, I decree your sleep will be unusual. Heaven will visit you. Destiny will knock on you. Restlessness will take over you. Suddenly right now, I heard the cry of babies. Hold on. And what is this, Lord? He said, these are assignments. But many have left. Hush. Every assignment that you have left, tonight, they will wake you up. Do you understand what I'm saying? It will become impossible for you to sleep well. You wake up 2 a.m. and then there's something urgent in your spirit. There's something uploaded. There's something you're writing. There's something that becomes so that you have to pick a call or just get something done. Angel destiny. One day, hear this, sir. One day. He said, come. So I left. So I entered the car. I moved. So I just went to a place. And I said, stop. Pray. So as I was praying. So I saw a man. Just speaking in tongues. So I saw a man. After a while, in the realm of the spirit. After a while, I saw this man like this. And I was saying, Lord, what is this? So since he said pray, so I just kept praying. You know, when I stopped praying, I still saw him. He was praying. Lord, what's this? He said, that is your angel of your destiny. I said, why is he kneeling down doing like this? He said, he's praying so that you won't fulfill. He's praying so that you won't change your mind. He's praying so that you won't look for alternative. I said, but that's not what I actually prayed for. He said, that is what he's praying for. I asked that your angel of destiny. Because understand, sir, you know the irony about your angel of destiny is this. There's a template they gave to him that God sent. This is the template, and he's just following you. But he can't push you. See, hear me? The worst part is that he can't push you. He can't tell you also. You know what the Bible said? He said, I've sent my angel before you to lead you in the way. Exodus 23 verse 20. In the way. Meaning, hey, you must be the one that must take this step. He will just be leading you. So, what happened to Victor that day? Victor had been walking. That angel is praying. There's challenges that lies ahead. This boy must not change his mind. Oh, please, help him. I pray, I awaken your angel of destiny. That in the name of Jesus, because you have entered that spiritual restlessness tonight, there will be urgent on you to see you fulfill. You know what he said just now? He said, had this to the prayer for them. That this angel of destiny will have a flaming sword of fire. He said, because of what lies ahead of them. And he brought me to John chapter 2. Before them is the Garden of Eden. But at the same time, there's a battle. They're the most clear. They just have to fight through the battle to get to the Garden of Eden. Meaning the promised land. Meaning the glory. I therefore decree. And in the name of Jesus Christ, the angel with the flaming sword of fire on your behalf will arise for you now. You will never be defeated again. You will never be disquieted again. You will never be derailed again. You will never be disrupted again. You will never be deterred again. You will never be discouraged again.
You will not be distracted again. In the name of Jesus.
And I beg you, son, man, sleep as someone that has insomnia. Someone that has insomnia, insomnia is a state of sleeplessness. So enough of sleeping carelessly. When you are not a baby, what kind of sleep is that? How can you sleep all through the day and then all through night till the morning? You don't have an encounter. You don't have an experience. Tonight, 27 to 30, 28, you will birth destiny. Step forth your hands toward this altar. I close. By the authority of heaven, over the Word and Power Conference, He called it fullness of time. I didn't call it all. He called it dispensation. You know what dispensation means? Dispensation actually means God ruling the affair of a man. That's the English, the simple, that's the English, the literal. Don't let me add any extra to what dispensation means. God doing what, sir? Ruling the affair of man. God managing human affairs. I therefore decree that this Word and Power Conference, this first night, will birth in you divine energy that will cause your nights to become nights of revelations. Let's give God thanks tonight. Let's give Him praise.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.